Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of I Am a Laughster. I have Chris here with me, Christian, or Leonidas, I forgot, from the first episode that aired.
This bitch is selling a Walmart vest for $80.
What?
She also...
She's selling a vest?
She got fired, so she's selling a vest.
Oh, wow. Stick it to the man. Stick it to the man.
What up, what up? I'm back.
He's back.
I know, yeah, I missed him.
Okay, and you know, just so we know, an elderly woman, an elderly woman was accused of training her 65 cats to steal from her neighbors.
It's just smart, bro. I need groceries. Go get me milk, cabrón.
Because why not start off with that? You know what I mean? So this
You're looking at news,
bitch. Elderly woman, I was accused.
Oh God, this is not gonna work out.
Okay. This elderly woman was accused. I saw it on Facebook, so I looked up the article.
Oh my God.
An elderly woman is accused of training her 65 cats to steal from her neighbors.
65? Who the fuck has 65 cats? I don't know. To all my cat people, no offense, but 65 cats is an obsession.
Yeah, that's a lot of cats.
Unless you wanna. I don't wanna. To all my Asian people, don't get offended. But unless you want an Asian restaurant, then you need that many cats.
Wait, Asian people eat cats?
I don't know what the fuck. I
mean, we're not even playing the game yet, dude. I'm already.
Maybe you took off the headphones, you'd be able to understand.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what comes out in this. Another news. You can.
All right, check it out. So on November 3rd, 2017, the fake news website World News Daily posted a story reporting that. Okay, what kind of.
What the.
Website World News Daily posted a story reporting that an 83-year-old woman named Ruth Gregson of Columbus, Ohio, had trained her 65 cats to steal valuable items like jewelry from her neighbors. Let me see here. Long story short, okay, I don't want to read the whole thing because it's pretty long, but it is a false article. It's not true. It was false, but the whole thing was that several victims reported being visited by Miss Gregson cats before noticing the disappearance of several shiny objects, like valuable cutlery and pieces of jewelry. Despite their skepticism, blah, blah, blah. And in the news, it was fact-checked, and it was a fake article. But how do you not, like, click on that link? What? It's on Facebook.
65 cats is impressing. I was actually talking about strange news. Did you hear about the
Stranger Things?
No, the. Can you take off the fucking headphones?
Hold up. I got you. Let me turn off the monitor here. Hold up. All right, go for it.
Good. Did you hear about the U.S. Navy crew that got grounded after drawing a penis in the sky?
A U.S. Navy crew that got grounded after drawing a
penis in the sky.
Is that true?
Yeah. First of all, my respects to that pilot, because
if you're drawing a penis in the sky with your jet, that takes real skill, man.
Or just stupidity.
It's either war. It's but not. There's no medium.
I'm gonna say it's a mixture of both. It took stupidity to be able to get that creative.
It takes stupidity to be what?
That creative.
That creative.
I don't know. You're stupid.
All right, that sounds better. Because I like the echo in the background. Okay. All right. So I just wanted to give that random fake news story just because I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Why do you got to emphasize on the freaking? You spit all over the mic.
Freaking. All right. My bad. That's why I got this pop filter. You know what I'm saying?
I bet I can still pop. All
right. So what was I going to say? We had a pretty crazy weekend as far as a country or the world.
Oh.
Because the release of Battlefront 2, premiere of Justice League.
Which was by far...
You saw it?
No, but I've heard reviews and... It's the first movie to get 33% on Rotten Tomatoes on its first day.
Hasn't there been worse movies?
I mean,
it's not that.
I think anything with Battlefront is bad, so...
I'll get to Battlefront 2 in a bit, because...
Props to you.
The what?
Anything with Ben Affleck is horrible except Daredevil.
I like Daredevil.
He's the one that plays Daredevil?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah.
A lot of people don't like that movie with Ben Affleck.
I love that movie. I think he's not meant for Batman.
I think it was...
I heard on the radio that he's actually planning on just like No more Batman?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if it's true, but I read a story that he's not going to be Batman anymore because he's going through some personal issues. So that this was supposed to be the last. Which to me is pointless. Might as well replace him, right?
Personal issues means he's eating too many tacos so he can't keep his figure. Just putting that out there.
Actually, let me
go. But that's stupid, though. So why would he do Justice League if he's already... That's what? So there's... I'm guessing...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
there's
too.
There's no... I'm done.
Let me see. Batman fans are selecting some odd blah, blah, blah. Will Jake...
Who do you think should play the next Batman is a good question right here.
The Batman won't be a reboot, even with a new actor. So he is leaving then.
Okay, so what do you think should be a new Batman?
Who do I think should be
a good Batman? Who do you think should be a good Batman?
Who would be a good Batman? Man. It's hard because you have people like Christian Bale, George Clooney.
I think Christian Bale would be... I mean, he was already, but I think he should go back. He was really good.
Yeah. Where were the other drugs going?
You sound like you have bronchitis.
Where were the other drugs? How does he do it?
Not that.
You know what my favorite voice is from the Dark Knight trilogy? Is Bane.
What does he say? You sound like a fucking elf.
What does he say, dude? Where Batman turns off the lights or something and he's like, oh, you think that?
Let me do it, dog. Like an elf.
You think darkness is your ally? You barely adopted the darkness.
You sound like a customer service representative right now.
I was molded by it. I didn't see the light of day until I was already a man. Excuse, I think I'm about to get a heart attack.
Excuse Danny, he had I fucked up what I was gonna say.
Too much Whataburger.
He has issues.
Alright, anyways, who would be a good Batman? It's because what do we have to choose from?
I think it'd be John Cena. You never seen coming.
John Cena. You can't see me.
He'd never be seen as Batman.
Dude, how do they even make suits in that size? His arms are bigger than my freaking...
He does wear headbands on his arms, so...
Headbands?
Yeah.
He wears headbands on his arms?
He wears headbands on his arms.
Are you for real? That one needs to relax, dude. What do you have to be so big for, dude? Everything is given to us now, man. You just go down the street... Get a McDonald's burger from the drive-thru. You know, I understand it feels like 200 years ago where you had to hunt your own food and kill it. And
that's still what I'm working
on. Or hunt it, then kill it. Or kill it and hunt it. Whichever one's first.
Why the fuck would you hunt it if it's dead?
Wait, yeah, technically. But why would you kill it if you're... Why would you...
Stop trying to sound smart. You fucked up. Accept it. Anyways, sorry about my friend.
I don't know who would be good. It's because who would you have to choose from? Jim Carrey, freaking...
Okay, we don't want comedy Batman.
I know, Kevin Hart. Alrighty then.
Kevin Hart.
Alrighty then. Oh, he'd be a good Joker. He was the Riddler, actually. Jim Carrey was actually the Riddler in Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm. He was really good at Riddler, too.
Yeah, he was... Riddle me this, riddle me that. Look who's afraid of the big bad bat.
Copyright
infringement. Trademark. We are no way promoters of Warner Brothers.
# we fucked up.
Beep.
He put the beep in the movie. Beep. And he said, Jesus. Beep.
All right. Who would be a good Batman? There's no one to choose from. Tom Hardy? But he was Bane.
Who the fuck's that? Oh. Bane. Oh, okay.
Tom Seth Hardy. Rogen. Who else?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen? A Seth Rogen Batman? Dude, how would he sound like?
Oh.
Yeah.
We should just do Joseph Magallo as Batman and Keith as Robin.
Oh my god, dude, that would be freaking hilarious.
Joe Sanagato as Batman.
Joe Sanagato as Batman.
I could already imagine Keith.
Dude, Keith, bro, he makes me laugh, dude.
Joe Sanagato, no disrespect, you're hilarious, but yeah, bro, brother, but bro.
Keith, oh, Jesus, Lord. Man, that guy is hilarious. God, if you guys don't know, they're these people that have a YouTube channel. But Justice League, I think it was. Wait, well, let's answer our question. Who would you choose as Batman? In all honesty, who would you consider to be a Batman? Are we looking for muscle? Or are we looking for charisma?
No, just a fit
Batman. A fit Batman.
Not a fit
Batman. The right fit for Batman.
Yeah, there we go.
I have no idea who I... There's no one to choose from. Everyone, all these movies now. Zac Efron?
As Batman?
Yeah, Corbin Blue? As in...
Jack Sparrow and shit?
Oh, Johnny Depp would be a good Batman. No, he wouldn't, huh?
I can't take Johnny Depp serious after seeing Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
which, by the way, that new movie, Murder on the Whatever Train.
Oh, yeah, Murder on the Orient Express. Yeah.
Did you see it, bro?
He saw it?
No, I fell asleep through the whole movie. we went Saturday, like, at 11, so...
Yeah, we went to go see it. That's the day we invited you guys, remember? But it was, like, we let you know, like, 5 minutes before the movie started.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, but it's a good movie if you're prepared to be patient.
It's a good movie... If you're not a Johnny Depp, a huge Johnny Depp fan, you know why I'm talking about that. You know why. It's just, if you're a Johnny Depp fan and you're just going to go look at that movie just
because of him, Johnny Depp, yeah, don't do it.
Don't. You're not.
I don't want to spoil it. Should we just spoil it? No one's going to be like, oh, yeah, we're going to watch this movie 3 weeks later. Let's just spoil it.
You never know. If you're a huge Johnny Depp fan, just don't go.
Murder on the Orient Express. It's a good movie if you like storytelling and... It was good story wise. It was good. It had a good story.
It had a.
I guess it was poorly executed all the way. Like, it was a good 45 minutes of a movie that was like.
It was a good. It put you to think, kind of. I mean, it put.
Yeah, it did put you to think.
It put me to sleep.
And put you, honestly, I was getting sleepy, and then Sam was obviously not.
Because we went to that theater that we went to last time to see Jeepers Creepers, which, by the way, was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Jeepers Creepers 3 sucks. So, I'm going to spoil it. It sucks. That's the only thing to spoil. Where did you guys see it? The Carmike?
No. The East one.
East, which one? East Montana?
I am trying to get a commercial for these people. That all we right, went to see
which one? The one on Creepers. East?
The one that has a recliner one.
They all have that one.
Yeah, we went there, and those recliners are comfortable.
Those recliners, man, they'll get you, and you'll follow. Yeah, it was East Montana, huh?
No, dude, it was over here. I live on the west side, dog.
It was over here?
Yeah.
The one on the west side right here?
The one on Remcon. Yeah, Remcon. Okay, yeah, that one.
Remcon.
Yeah, Remcon.
Anyways, it was a good enough movie if you're looking to... It follows, like, Clue. You know the game? The board game?
Yeah, except Clue doesn't put me to sleep.
It's kind of like something like that. But anyways, I think Justice League was enjoyable. So if you want to watch it because you're bored, go for it, you know. You'll enjoy yourself. But is it in compete with Avengers? Marvel's Avengers? Oh, no. Mm-hmm. And I hate Avengers, okay? I hate Marvel movies, dude. I think they're trash.
I think you're trash.
I don't know. I just think the movie, the superheroes are trash. Not so much the way they make the movies are really good. Like the Avengers movies and all that. I like Iron Man. He's cool. The Spider-Man movie was awesome.
I like Tin Man.
The Tin Man?
Yeah. Wizard of Oz.
The Tin... What are you talking about? Okay. Jesus. Now, I wanted to try this real quick. Do you think that you're...
Is it one of those questions that you asked me last time?
What questions?
The questions.
The what?
I forgot. You asked me some weird question the first podcast.
There's no, I mean, specific. What do you mean?
Just ask the question.
Okay, look. I want to play movie trivia.
Oh, God.
Do you consider yourself a movie buff?
Yeah.
You do?
Not really.
I do, but... You think you're a movie buff until they ask you these crazy trivia questions.
Hit me with the best shot, bro.
All right. Let me load my app here.
As long as it's not Moana, because Morgan knows
I... Yo, I don't watch... Let me just tell you right now. I don't watch Moana. I don't watch Frozen. I don't watch Despicable Me 3. I don't watch Cars 3, Toy Story 8, Bug's Life 2. I hate all that crap. Okay?
Disclaimer, I have to watch it just because my girlfriend is obsessed with Moana and Frozen.
I hate Frozen.
And no Moana.
Let it go. Let it go.
No Moana, I do not want to build a snowman.
How does it go?
I don't know.
Do you want to build a snowman? I don't know. I've never seen it. Thank God I've never seen Frozen. I've never seen it.
I don't
know. Moana, well, I mean, I heard it's a good soundtrack.
It's just like...
Does that mean? You know, like when they tell you, watch this movie, like, but it has a good soundtrack.
It's
That's like saying, eat this cupcake. But it has a really nice wrapper. Like, who gives a damn about that, dude? I want to eat the cupcake. Anyways, All right, we're gonna play.
That was the weirdest comparison I've seen in my
life. I'm gonna put multiplayer option here on this app that I'm not going to reveal for marketing purposes. Randy default.
But you can find it on the Play Store.
All choose.
Put horror. I got.
Continue.
Horror, right. Not whore. Horror.
Okay, no, I just want to play by myself.
I thought you said
not play with myself, like play. By
I'm leaving. He wants to play with himself.
Play by myself. All right, let's just do spin.
Spam. Puberty all right. Matchup, ladies and gentlemen.
Movie question of.
Ooh, is it horror? What's that, dog?
Is it giving me the option to choose a movie? That's
no,
dumb.
No.
What? What the heck is this?
Yeah, just choose a movie, dog.
No, because you're supposed to. You're supposed to. It's supposed
just
to
spin the damn. Look. Moment.
I'm gonna give you random movie trivia questions.
Oh my god, bro! Fast and Furious was on there. I can answer that. Tuna no crust.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you. Oh my! Thing cut up here. All right. Let's go. Bruce Banner turns into what fictional superhero when he becomes angry?
Hulk.
Wrong. Willy Wonka.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, my.
No.
I'm a pass out.
No, I'm just kidding.
Disappointment.
Oh, like, dude, that's funny, dude. All right, you read me the next one. Put close ad. Here, just disconnect this thing here.
Close ad.
All right.
I haven't seen it, so.
Who played the female lead in the 1990 romantic comedy Pretty Woman?
Oh, Kela. Oh, wait. I got you. I got you. I got you, dude. Don't tell me. Oh, dude. Pretty Woman.
Damn, you're that old?
Huh?
You're that old?
Dude, I know that. Julia Roberts?
I agree.
Let's go, okay, all right, dude. All right. I got you, dude.
He got lucky. All right. He read off my glasses. That's why. He read off my glasses. Huh?
All right. Which actor played Marty McFly in the 1980 sci-fi classic Back to the Future?
I don't know this one. My brother knows this one, though.
Oh, yeah. Who is it, man? What does he say? Duck. Or what is
Goose.
It?
Goose.
2.421 gigawatts. What does he say? 20? Oh, my bad. I hit the mic there. 2.1 gigawatts.
Will Smith.
Jack Sparrow. Wait, no.
What?
Is that an actor? Michael J. Fox. All right. Huh. Yeah, all so right. Far I have one. I have 1 point.
This is bullshit. This is crazy.
I have 1 point. We're just going to go up to three.
Just
best 2 out of 3.
Disclaimer. Don't roast me by the way I'm going to pronounce this. I've never been able to pronounce this correctly.
All right.
So if I don't you burst out laughing.
I'm not going to laugh. Maybe.
Actress Gal Gadot. Gadot.
Oh, Gadot.
There we go. Starring in what American superhero film released in the summer?
Wonder Woman.
That doesn't count.
That one doesn't count. That was too easy.
My baby's still not born.
There's only one girl superhero movie.
Ooh. Who played the lead role in the 1982 American comedy Tootsie? Emphasize on this.
Okay, dude. What, read that again, dude. What the heck? Whew, oh my god, I almost passed out. Oh, dude, I'm gonna give it.
Shut up.
Oh, my head hurts. All right, go for it.
I'm trying to get my shit together. Who played the lead role in the 1982 American comedy Tootsie?
Tootsie. I have no clue, dude.
Dustin Hoffman.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
He sounds familiar. I feel like I know him and I'm just sounding like an idiot. All right.
You, the usual you.
All right, first to two wins. All right, we'll make it quick. Who played the female lead in the dystopian political?
How much is it?
Can you get regular movie questions?
Okay, who played the female lead in the dystopian political thriller V for Vendetta? You should know this one.
Not funny.
Who played the female lead in V for Vendetta?
I just saw this movie like Saturday.
All right. She also.
Does she have fucked up thumbs?
No. Are you gonna say Megan Fox? Megan Fox?
I didn't want to say that.
Oh, like, does she have fucked up thumbs? No, it's not Megan Fox. Natalie Portman.
I don't know.
The girl from Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Right. She gave birth to the Skywalker twins. All right, hit it. Hit me with it. I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get it. Who played the female lead in the 1942 catching? Hey, great grandma.
What's up with these questions, dude?
Who played the female lead in the 1942 film?
I don't know, dude. 1940. What the fuck is this? Oh my god. Okay. The fan's off. I'm gonna die in here, dude.
Oh my Tyler god. Tyler Durden.
What the hell is that, dude? 1940s.
Is a fictional character appearing as the central protagonist. And
is this
antagonist
a new question?
In what 1989 American film?
Alright, say this again. One more time.
Oh my god.
I thought you were giving me the answer to the other one.
Tyler Durden, or whatever, ooh, Durden, whatever you pronounce it, is a fictional character appearing as a central protagonist and antagonist in what 1989 American film? I forgot how to spell
it. I'm thinking of all the movies where the actor played the good guy and the bad guy. And I know none. Is it Matrix or something?
Nope. Fight Club. You fucked up.
I've never seen that movie.
This is my chance to win.
You still have zero.
No, I got the first one.
Which one?
Hulk.
Oh, yeah, he got Hulk. So we're tied. Whoever gets two first.
No skipping, bro. Give me the next question.
Okay. Oh, come on. In Disney's The Little Mermaid, what is the name of the human that Ariel falls in love with?
I don't know this shit, though.
See, we think we know movies until they ask us things like this.
Wait, what did you say, Beauty and the Beast?
What was the favorite shoe of Johnny Depp during Pirates of the Caribbean? Like, I don't know, dude. Like,
the boot?
The boot?
He wears boots.
No, that's not the question.
Oh. I thought I would. The Little Mermaid? No. Is that the movie? It's The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. In Disney's The Little Mermaid, what is the name of the human that Ariel falls in love with?
Adrian.
Hello? Prince Eric?
Oh.
You're way off. Alright, go for it. Oh, dude, my head hurts.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What is the name of the animated... No, this one's easy. I'm skipping this shit. Oh. Should I let him win or not?
Nah, just one. Skip it. If it's too easy, I want a challenge.
I'm going to read it to you, but it doesn't count. I want to see if you get it right.
Alright.
Unless you get it wrong, then it counts.
All right.
What is the name of the animated science fiction comedy drama film released in 2002 about a Hawaiian girl and her unusual pet?
Oh, come on, bro. Really? Lilo and Stitch?
Oh, I was going to say Monsters, Inc.
Hawaiian girl? Oh, well, maybe. Maybe yeah, no, she's Hawaiian.
Leo. Oh, in movie ratings, what do the letters PG stand for?
Parental guidance. Next.
That was
too easy.
Oh, come on, bro.
Purple guy.
In the Star Wars universe, who's Luke Skywalker's mother?
Padme Amidala. Let's go. And that brings us to... I win.
No, fucking go. What? We're both Star Wars fans.
Okay, all right. This is... I've already gotten to...
And the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God.
Film series. Which actor plays the character of... I'm trying to see how to pronounce this. Saruman.
Who the hell? Saruman.
Saruman.
There's an actor that... Isn't it just...
Oh, my God.
Isn't it just a dude with an eye? A freaking bleak freaking eye?
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Or a dude with a... We don't ever see Saruman. Who the hell is Saruman?
Sour man.
Saruman.
You won. Whatever. Right, you got Star Wars on right. Yeah. I give up. Forfeit.
Oh, God.
What? Why are we getting questions of 1942? Like, people, we weren't born in George Washington's era. Even though that was way before that. But
you get my all right. Guess no. Okay. Before we... I want to try something else real quick.
Oh, Lord.
But Battlefront 2. What are your thoughts before I freaking trash on this game?
I like how they added a story.
Yeah, that's good.
Story is intense.
Story's good.
Graphics are great.
By the way, Battlefront 2 is the second or sequel released to the original Battlefront, released in, what, 2015 by EA and DICE for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Ooh. Sorry, guys. That's my son screaming in the background. I wish you would shut up! No, not really.
Yeah, really.
No. Battlefront 2 is...
Thank you, by the way.
the second game.
Matthew, don't get too damn. All right.
What did you think of that game?
What game?
Battlefront 2!
Oh, yeah. I like it. It has a story mode, finally.
Yeah, that's good.
Mine was free, so I can win.
Yours? Oh, you got it for your birthday, right?
I like it. I like how they added the hero versus villains. I think half of y'all players are trash.
Halfway?
Half of y'all players are
trash. Half of y'all players. Like, because they suck?
Square up, V Bearded on Xbox.
V Bearded, guys. That's V... B as in boy, E A R D, V B E A R D E Delta.
Boom. We know who did not finish the spelling bee.
Actually, you know what? Now that you bring that up, thank you for bringing it up.
I just opened up a can of worms.
Or a can of frijoles. Oh, God. Okay, dude, just real quick. When I was in a spelling bee, dude. In second grade.
You still remember?
Yes, because the way I lost was trash, dude. It was freaking garbage, dude. She tricked me. This lady tricked me, dude. That's what happened. All right, so it's a Spanish spelling bee.
Oh, Lord.
So keep in mind, I'm a genius by that age, you know? I know 5 languages, fluent in 2.
Baby language, Spanglish, Spanish and English.
F.A., Pig Latin, Xbox Live, trash talking, and English. No, not really, but it was a Spanish spelling bee, dude. And example, gato. G-A-T-O, gato. Ding, bing, bing, good job. Next, they gave me, okay, I was already like one of the finalists, or I was up there. I was in the beginning when I got lost, when I lost. But they were like, en español.
En español?
They were saying español. But she said it, dude. I swear to God, dude. To this day, I will never forget it. She said, en español, with an N, dude. She said it. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to correct her? And then, like,
I would be like, look, stupid, es español. E-S-P-A-N-O-L.
I got español?
Español? Enye is for español.
Yeah. It's not E-S-P-A. Would you say A or E?
E-S-P-A-N-Y-O.
Yeah.
Oh.
Enya in English is
what?
Me.
I just fucked that up. Espanolo.
Espanolo. Dude, I swear. So she tells me en español.
Wait, do you know what the enya is?
The enya?
Do you know what enya is?
Yeah, the N with the squiggly.
Yeah. All right, let's be sure.
Yeah, and for those of you, it's Alt 165 on the keyboard to get the enya symbol out.
It is?
Yes. Alt 165. Takes out the Enya symbol. You learn something new every day. Battlefront 2 is trash.
Did you know how you play?
Which we'll get back to right now in a bit.
If you right click, it gives you the option to copy and paste.
Copy and paste. Control C, Control V.
Mm-hmm. Also, when you're at work, not use Facebook. I did get written up for that today.
No, he did not, guys. He's a good salesman for a company unbeknownst to us.
But if you do sign up today, we do give you 4 TVs for free, including HD, and you do get HBO, Cinemax, and Showtime free for 3 months.
Dang, free for 3 months. And after that, it's an arm and a leg. Okay.
But you don't know that.
So but you don't
sign
know.
Sign a 24-month contract.
Oh, God. What was I saying? Okay, so she told me en español. The rules are that I have to say what she says, right? That is technically the rule. Spell out what she says.
Yeah, you said say what she says.
Yeah, I meant I have to spell out the word she says, regardless of its, lack of,
What?
What? Okay, I have to spell it out whether it's right know, or a real know. Word or raw. She could have gotten caca, and I have to spell caca.
Well, how would you spell caca?
Depends. What mood am I in?
I would put KK. Caca. The letter K.
Oh, ka-a-ka-a-ka-ka.
No, just K-K.
Ak?
No.
You said A-K?
My shin's kicking in, but don't. No, KK. Caca. You don't have to put an
A. Oh, caca. It's because in Spanish, K is God.
And meaning if you're a cholo, you're like, caca.
Done. Anyways, dude, I have to spell it out as she says. So she's like, en español. You know, like Cat Williams says.
Can you hit the nail on the head and get this over?
Spell that out, church. Knife. So I spelled it en español. E-N-S-P-A-N-O-L. That's what I said. And she's like, ding, ding, ding. That's wrong. Can you please exit out the right, please? Leave your stuff here. And boom, I freaking lost.
Were you traumatized?
I'm still, I mean, if I remember now. I mean, I should obviously, I'm obviously traumatized. But she tricked me, man. She said, en español.
Probably like her freaking niece was the one that was competing.
The who?
Probably her niece, the one that was competing against you.
Oh, you know what? I never thought of that. Because yeah, other people were getting carro. C-A. I don't know. C-A. Is it two R's?
Carro. C-A-R-R-O. Carro.
Carro. Anyways, dude, back to battle. I don't know how we went on this freaking different subject.
You!
Dude, you mentioned speech. I mean...
What?
Spanish. No, you mentioned spelling bee.
Danny,
you mentioned
yourself.
A spelling bee. Sorry,
control
dude.
Yourself,
my
child. It's a spelling bee.
Okay. All right. Anyways, Battlefront 2, I think is trash, dude.
I think it's great.
All right. This is why I think it's bad. It's a good game graphically. It's really awesome. And then I just got the Xbox One X. So it looks really cool. The XX One X. No, the Xbox. I got the One X, and it looks really nice. But the gameplay, you know what? Did you know EA got like, even now it's like losing stock because of this game. Because in the beginning, it was like a microtransactions where you pay $10 and you get this amount of crystals, and you basically pay to win.
Sounds like a drug transaction. You give me as much of crystal.
What?
You know what crystal is?
What are you talking about?
It sounds like a drug transaction.
Oh, a drug transaction. Maybe. Okay. Yeah. You know, give me some crystals. I'll give you some dollars. Okay? But, yeah, it's still we're seeing a bunch of crap for it. And it's not fair, dude. I'm telling you, dude. I'm there shooting at someone. Do, 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 do. Hit markers. They shoot me once and I die. Why? It's because they have an epic gun that they paid for. And, you know, it's horribly imbalanced. I think it's trash. So this whole weekend is past. Justice League, I recommend it. It is enjoyable to watch. Definitely The Flash, one of my favorite characters. Who I did not expect in the movie. I'm not a Flash fan. But in this movie, I was.
I like Flash when it comes to pictures. You know, like, it makes me look lighter.
What
I don't know. I'm half asleep. Dude. I pulled a 10-hour shift today. Don't judge me.
Yeah, man. He's working the 10-hour shift. Got him doing in there. Got him doing in here. Got him doing this in here. Anyways, Battlefront 2, trash. But if you want it, if you're a Star Wars fan, get it. We do have The Last Jedi to look forward to. Will Rey turn to the dark side? What do you think?
No.
I think she will.
I think Kylo...
Or will Luke turn to the dark side?
No. I think Kylo Ren will... Yes, I think Kylo Ren will turn...
Good.
Good. And I think Luke will turn bad.
That will be an insane plot twist. But I didn't want to... What do you call it? Prolong this episode too much.
Keep going, Doc.
All right. So, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Thanksgiving
on Thursday is coming up. I don't know what city you live in, whoever's listening, depending where you are. Mostly everyone that's hearing this is in El Paso, but Thanksgiving, check out your parade, even though it's AIDS over here. Reference to AIDS.
Look it's at good
the,
for, it's
hear
good
the previous
for you.
Episode.
There's 30-minute gaps in between each float.
Considering there is even a float.
And the most entertaining thing is the horse is pooping and the pooper scooper. That's fun.
The pooper scoopers make the show. You know, they twirl around their sprooms and...
Or you got the people that are already drunk at freaking 10 in the morning and they're like, yes!
Yeah, it's fun, I guess. It's better than being at work, right? Anything's better than that.
I'd rather be watching the Cowboys play and that's how bad it is.
Yo. Oh, what? You trying to hit the Cowboys because we've been sucking?
They've been missing since
The last two games are pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
I forgot. It's Cowboy fans. It's the season. That's what they've been saying for how many years?
It's the what season?
It's our season. They've been saying that for how long?
Yeah, they haven't. They, because I don't include myself, because I just watch it because I like the Cowboys, but I wouldn't like cut myself, you know, for the Cowboys. What team do you go for? Say it, man. Just do it.
We haven't been doing that great either. Redskins.
The Redskins. You know something my friend told me today? That before, like a long time ago, that on Thursdays, Thanksgiving, they would put Cowboys and Redskins playing with each other.
Like that, yeah.
Because people were saying because it's Cowboys versus Indians on Thanksgiving.
In that case, it'd be Pilgrims against Indians.
Well, we're technically, metaphorically, Cowboys / Pilgrims / Entrepreneurs.
slash
Apple.
Slash.
Look, Apple's the big guy, and the little guy is...
The worm.
The worm? What worm, dude?
The worm and the apple.
Oh, the worm. But the worm devours the apple.
David B. Goliath? Goliath?
David B. Goliath.
Goliath. God. I'm sorry. I can't.
David B. Goliath. David B. Goliath.
Goliath. Oh, fuck's sake.
Okay.
Oh, my head hurts.
All right. Okay. Before we finish this, I wanted to play a game. We recommend you guys buy it. Try it with your families. Jesus, I'm catching my breath here. Oh, dude, I almost passed out. Woo. Man. We bought this game, and where is the box? Hearing things. And we recommend you, we're actually unboxing it as we speak, so.
He's unboxing the game, I'm unboxing
the game. We are now unboxing the game. It's called Hearing Things, it's made by Hasbro. It's followed the online sensation, the Whisper Challenge. And what you do, basically, is you put on a headset that the game comes with. And I should have opened this before recording. As you suggested. You put on this headset.
You make a lot of noise.
And it makes a lot of noise. I don't know if you want to pop the batteries into that bad boy. Batteries are not included, by the way. It comes with a deck of cards. So basically, I do not have a screwdriver.
You have a screwdriver?
You have to use a snowball. There's no screw.
Ah, fuck me.
It shouldn't be a screwdriver.
Yeah, there's a screwdriver.
All right, my bad, y'all. We have to get the batteries going here. So, basically, we read the card to the other partner. The other partner puts on the headphones. And it has this. Basically, this headset it comes with. It makes a bunch of loud noises. You can't hear anything that's going on. Like, I can literally be right next to you, and you don't know what I'm saying. You basically have to try and guess what I'm telling you by reading my lips somehow. And you have to guess what I'm saying off the card. And it kind of... So Chris is going to be our guinea pig here.
Fuck you.
Beep.
Oh, yeah. Beep you.
All right. Here we go. So we're going to go through all these cards.
Oh.
We're going to go through this whole deck twice.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. So we're going to start off. And did you turn on?
No. Let me know when.
All right. Well, go for it. All right. I'm basically going to read the card here. And I'm going to see if he can guess what I'm saying. He can't hear me, so... And feel free to yell out your response, because I can't hear you. Okay, ready? Pick up the pace, slowpoke.
What?
Pick up the pace, slowpoke.
Punch you in the face. Pickle.
Pickle? Pick up the pace, slowpoke.
Say it slower.
Pick up the pace, slowpoke.
Pick up the hay, slow hoe.
It's close. Pick up the pace, slowpoke.
Pick up the
pace,
slowpoke. Slowpoke.
Yes. All right. Here we go. One. Boom. This is basically the gist of it. The trombone hurts my ears. The trombone hurts my ears.
My big toe to the face. Okay, it's not fair when you're laughing after the time.
All right. You want me to try it?
Well, yeah, I already timed it out.
Oh, it's timed out? All right. It said the trombone hurts my ears.
I heard toe straight to the face.
All right, let me try it. Hold up. I'm gonna put this headset down real quick.
All right.
Here we go. All right, here we go. I am not responsible for anything that I hear or someone else hears. All right, here we go. Let me turn this thing off. All right. Here we go. I can't hear anything. Oh, my God.
Puppies wearing bow ties are cute.
All right. Say that one more time.
Puppies wearing bow ties are cute.
Puppies wearing Q-tips are cute.
Close. Puppies wearing bow ties are cute.
Puppies wearing bow ties are cute. Oh, God, let's go. Man, this thing is loud.
That spice packs a real punch.
That's my spatula punch. Is that what he said?
That spice packs a real punch.
That's my spatula remix.
That spice packs a real punch.
I have a spatula on my bench? Ah, that's it. It's over. Oh, dude, what did you say?
That spice packs a real punch.
Oh, that spice packs. What did I say? The spice is on my bench?
The spatula is on my bench.
You want to go one more? All right.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay.
Oh, God. All right, here we go.
Hit me with the best shot.
All right. Hit me with your best shot. All right. I love lazy Sundays.
What?
I love lazy Sundays.
I like lady honeys.
No. I love lazy Sundays.
I love rainy days?
No. I love lazy Sundays.
Yes. I love lazy Sundays.
Yeah, I love lazy Sundays. All right. That dress needs to be dry cleaned.
That what?
That dress needs to be dry cleaned.
That bet needs to be broken.
That dress needs to be dry cleaned.
Next,
okay. You might as well try.
I just ran out of time.
Close?
Last one, you're doing last one.
All right, I'm going to do it one more before we wrap it up here, guys. I'm going to take this thing off.
I don't wrap it up.
All right, here, just get this right here. Make sure it's not one I read. Yay, here we go. All right, I'm going to cover my ears here. Can't hear anything. As you guys can hear, you guys can hear the little voices on the headset.
You guys can hear.
All right, go for
letting
it.
Letting my laundry air dry.
My tongues need a new french fry?
Letting my laundry air dry.
Danny, can you take me to refrigerate?
That's way fucking off. Letting my laundry air dry.
Let me take you back to grapes. I don't know.
I give up on humanity. I'm going to sweep everything in the broom with the broom.
I'm going to creep the highway with poop.
I'm going to sweep everything with the broom.
Is this what I heard? I'm going to creep up on the highway with some poop. Wait, what are you saying?
I'm going to sweep everything with the broom.
Oh, dude. Wow, I was way off.
Before we end this up, today I was at work and one of my TMs is up. He's a big on the...
TMs?
He's a bit on the heavy side. Really heavy.
TMs, what's that? Training manager. Mm-hmm. Ooh, boom, on the spot.
So, he's
fluffy.
Guy. He's a big guy. He loves himself. It's all good.
He's cool.
So, we were talking and we're like, hey, do you exercise maybe? Like,
you told him?
No, they asked him. And he's all like, I don't exercise. I like the word extra fries. And I'm in the middle of the call. Can you imagine? I work at a call center, and I'm in the middle, and I just start laughing.
Oh, dude, that's the worst. So I used to work at a call center.
I'm laughing, and I'm trying to say wireless bridge. And my customer thinks I called her a wireless bitch. So
she's not like, what? With Wi-Fi, what the? Bluetooth 5.0?
Bitch! And I was like, I'm sorry, man. I said wireless bridge. And then she asked to speak to the manager. So I put Mr. French Fryer.
Oh, my God.
And he literally just told her, like, oh, well, it's because they're making fun of me because I'm a heavy dude. And they asked me what I should exercise. And I said I prefer extra fries.
And the customer left.
And ended up getting the sale.
Yo, are you really for real? Yo, talking to a customer on customers or on sales, it can either go really good or really bad, you know, so that's how that goes. But wow, man, that's pretty cool.
I know.
I prefer French, what is it? A side of fries that I got fries that across your eyes. Have you heard that?
No.
I got the burgers. No. I got shakes that'll make you quake. I got burgers. I just got burgers. Headache. You just got it. All right. Well, we're pretty much going to wrap it up here.
No, we're not.
We're not going to wrap it up?
Yeah,
we are going to wrap it up. We've been going for a bit in here. I don't want to go too much over.
How long have we been doing this?
We've been going for about, let me look, 46 minutes. So
y'all better start paying me an hour.
Right?
Not even an hour.
Hour of pay. But maybe if this was a profit margin business.
Yeah, no, we can keep dreaming.
Anyway, we're gonna wrap it up here, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gals, don't be sexist.
Hit up the parade by it's called hearing aids.
For all my older
hearing things,
gentlemen,
hearing it's aid. Called hearing things. You can pick it up at online store, Target, Toys R Us, Best Buy.
You just opened up a whole new thing.
What
if you do have a hearing aid and you play this game? Please take the hearing aid out, or you will completely go.
Like you will go deaf with the noise. Yeah, that's for sure.
So they should have put that on the warning label.
There probably is.
I doubt
please,
it.
Please advise. Hearing aids.
Be advised.
Hearing Let's see. Is there any warnings on here? There's no warnings. There's no warnings on here. Made in China. That's all it says. Put your lip reading skills to the test. Guess what your teammate is saying to you. Shout out what you think they're saying. The lip reading challenge game. 600 phrases. And there's still no warning label. Warning label inside.
There's no more warning labels.
Oh, my head hurts from so much laughing, to be honest. We're gonna wrap it up here, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I will see you post Thanksgiving, pre Christmas.
Happy,
you know what I'm
turkey
saying?
Day.
And next week,
Black Friday for all my
Black
crazy
Friday.
People.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about Black for Friday. All, we'll talk about post next week.
For all my crazy people and all those ladies that are fighting for the $29.99 toaster.
$29.99
toaster, and for the like $10 like ironing board and shit.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
There's more out there.
Yeah, especially if you do Monday, Cyber Monday.
To the like four ladies that are gonna get stomped on.
There's definitely going to be a crazy outbreak of fighting on this Friday for sure. Please, Thursday night, actually.
Please just.
Oh, man.
Just be respectful.
Be respectful and don't run anyone over with your car.
And if your girlfriend's calling, like right now, you just don't answer the call until.
Answer your phone, all right?
Yeah, answer your phone.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you guys later.
Take care. Laters.